The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
How might an alcohol and tobacco habit contradict walking with the Lord? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Now, you may have noticed that this question is an interesting one that we're going to discuss today. That's because questions come in from all over the world for Bob and Sean to answer. If you've got a question, you can send it to us, radio@faithalone.org. Today's should be an interesting discussion, but before we get to that, I want to remind you about our National Bible Conference that's coming up pretty soon. You can find out all the details you need to know and even register online by going to faithalone.org and clicking on events. We would love to see you there. Let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
All right, let's keep on going through these questions from the North Carolina Regional, and I'd highly recommend you come to our regionals and our national conference. We have a national conference coming up. It's going to be a family conference. It's going to be at Camp Copus in Denton, Texas. It's this great big old campground with a hotel and a motel, and it's on the water.
And they have miniature golf, and frisbee golf,
human foosball, and
what's human foosball?
I don't know if the people spin around. But I think you have to hold on to the thing. And anyways, we want to make it a family conference. A lot of people
May 23 through 26, 2022.
Right now, we attract a lot of the people who can afford to take a week off to go to a Bible conference, which just tends to be retired people or very local, dedicated people. So we want to make it a family conference. There's going to be a VBS for kids, two different age groups. It's really just a time of encouragement. I mean, it's 50% teaching, 50% just connecting with people who also believe in grace, because it can be pretty lonely when you're like the only grace person in a work salvation world and people just think you're nuts. It's like they don't even understand what you believe. They're so committed to work salvation. So it's nice to come to a place where, wow, here are some like-minded people who agree on how to understand the Bible. Yeah. But anyways, we're answering questions from the North Carolina Regional Conference. And here is, so quote, possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
I think that's about 1 Thessalonians 4:3, somewhere in there.
And the other one is walk and please God, quote unquote. And so here's the question. How do bad habits like smoking, drinking, but not drunkenness, just drinking, go against these commands? Or do they? How do parents instruct children in these areas? Does smoking and just drinking, but not drunkenness, obviously drunkenness is wrong, but just drinking in itself, does that contradict possessing his own vessel in sanctification and honor, and does it contradict walking and pleasing God?
Okay, let's find the verse. I'm not seeing it here. Possessing his own vessel in sanctification and honor. By the way, that
verse 4.
Okay, that each one of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. If you notice the preceding verse, it says, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality.
Yeah, so that's the context.
And possessing his own vessel means his own wife.
Oh.
In sanctification, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles do who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter.
So
which
not
you're
sleeping
not
with your brother's
sleeping
wife.
With your brother's wife. So the whole point of this, his own vessel, is not taking care of your own body by not smoking or drinking. This refers to sexual immorality, that we should enjoy our spouses but not enjoy somebody else's spouse. Mm. And we should not be unfaithful to our spouse. However, let's answer the question that's asked, even though the verse that...
That might not be the best verse for that, but you can ask the general question, you know, as Christians, should we be smoking, or is there a command against that?
All right, well, let me be controversial. Would that be okay?
Aren't you always? How about you not be controversial?
Okay, let me try being controversial. I'm not going to try. I'm just going to be controversial. I would say when it comes to smoking that smoking is not in and of itself sin.
Right.
Maybe because there's no verse in the Bible that says
you can't pluck this plant and smoke it.
Right. Or even that if you do something that is potentially dangerous to your health, that's sin.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't you just get a motorcycle license?
Yeah.
Is that sin?
I don't know. Is it going to cut through my wallet? And, I don't have a motorcycle, mind you. I just have a little card that says I can get a motorcycle.
Right.
But I hear what you're saying.
I don't think it's sin.
Doing something that endangers us, is that necessarily sin?
I just heard a thing on the radio recently, and it said, if I remember right, it was either, I think it was 5 out of 6 or 6 out of 7 people who smoke never get lung cancer.
Right.
Well, we tend to think if you smoke, 100% of the people are going to get lung cancer.
You know,
no, it's not that way.
I mean, so for myself, you know, probably people know this, but my mom was a smoker my whole life, and she died of every type of cancer. Started off from the lungs and just went everywhere. And I hate cigarettes. If I was the dictator of the United States of America, I would pass 2 laws. One, the death penalty for anyone who doesn't use their turn signal. And I'd burn down all those cigarette places. And no, you couldn't hang around and just enjoy it as it was burning
down. Well, then, this was the North Carolina regional. Guess where they make tobacco?
I know, that's tobacco country.
I know.
No, I'm joking about those things, but the Bible does talk about foolish and wise things to do.
This would be a foolish thing.
But I wonder if it could go even farther, because eventually you do get addicted to the nicotine. And then you're kind of enslaved to it, really. I mean, that's what addiction is. And I wonder, I mean, is there some sense where that slavery to the nicotine kind of gets in the way of your fellowship with God? Can it become an idol in your life?
Sure. But all I'm suggesting is the very act of smoking a cigarette is not, as far as I can tell in Scripture, sin. You know, I have, as many of our listeners know, a situation regarding alcohol with my upbringing, where my dad was a very serious alcoholic and drank very heavily, and that created lots of problems for me and my sisters and my mom. I don't drink at all. It's not a religious thing. It's just I don't want to become an alcoholic, and I saw what alcoholism could do. However, having said that, I have no problem being around people who drink.
Right.
And I know lots of believers that drink. I don't have any problem with people drinking wine or even drinking beer or even drinking what they call spirits, you know, like vodka or scotch or other things. None of that really bothers me as long as the believers are not getting drunk.
Right.
And actually, the Old Testament is very clear that wine can be a very beneficial thing.
Right.
And so, in moderation, drinking wine is not a bad thing. And remember, Jesus drank wine with his disciples, even at the Last Supper.
Arguably, it's part of the Lord's Supper.
Right. It is arguably not grape juice, but real wine. And Jesus said, I won't drink wine with you again until I'm with you in the kingdom. Well, what does that mean? Right. That means in eternity future, we're going to be drinking wine. So I won't be a teetotaler in the future.
You know, let me flip this around, because I'm thinking back to my mom, and she was a believer. But especially near the end of her life, she struggled with different mental issues, and she kind of got into definitely a legalistic type of spirituality. And I know with her smoking, I'm pretty sure she often doubted her salvation because she tried to quit smoking and she couldn't. So we're saying that it's unwise to smoke, but if you have a bad habit like that, is that something to cause you to doubt your salvation? Do true Christians never smoke, never become alcoholics?
No, and it would seem to me that if we doubt our salvation because of something in our life which is either unwise or straight up sin, right? Like getting drunk is straight up sin.
Right.
Then that means we've lost our belief in the promise of John 3:16.
Right.
Because we don't have assurance based on our works. We have assurance based on our Savior.
Right.
And what he says is that whoever believes in him will never perish but has everlasting life. So it's real simple, and we should not get caught up in that sort of thing. So what I would suggest is, yes, there are things which are unwise, and they can go over into the area of sin.
Yeah.
And I would say that, you know, if you are a person who, let's say, is smoking and it clearly is injuring your health.
Yeah.
Maybe you develop COPD like my mother did, and she was a lifelong smoker.
My mom, too.
Once you realize that you're starting to have health issues, it seems to me at that point, smoking now moves into the category of sin because you're now intentionally hurting your body. So I guess what I would kind of amend my earlier answer is, a person smoking one cigarette a day is not likely to be causing much health damage.
Right, right.
But a person who's smoking 2 packs a day,
or whatever it is,
is likely to be killing themselves over time.
So I guess this kind of feeds into this person's question. How do parents instruct children in these areas? Well, here's what I tell my kids. I always tell my kids the truth. I tell them, listen, I don't want you to smoke because that's how Grandma Diane died. She smoked, she got cancer, and she died. And that's, you never got to meet her because of these dumb cigarettes that she was smoking. And I also tell them, listen, I don't want you to start drinking and taking drugs because there's a history of alcoholism in our family that's caused tons of people in and out of jail, in and out of rehab, with psychiatric problems, failed marriages, suicides. We have a history of addictive tendencies in our family, so it's not smart for you to even play with this stuff. Now, they're like 5, 7, and 8 years old, okay? So these conversations hopefully will happen again when they're teenagers and they'll get it. Right now, it's not a real danger, you know?
Right.
They're not going to the liquor store to get a bottle of vodka or something like that. But I just try to be honest about the deadly consequences of sin.
That is very good. And, you know, the other thing is, if you talk about smoking, and you and I both are aware of this, it's an extremely dirty habit.
It's gross.
I mean,
it stinks.
It ruins your teeth.
Yeah.
It discolors your teeth, ruins your teeth, leads to losing your teeth. And on top of that, it leads to all kinds of secondhand smoke that hurts the people that are around.
Yeah.
It's smelly. It's stinky. It's just not a good practice. But I wouldn't go so far as to call it sin.
Right.
But I would go so far as to say it's not wise.
Right.
And carried to its extreme, it would move into the category of sin because now you're abusing your body.
And we don't want to do that. We want to possess, well, you said, our vessel in sanctification and honor. That's our spouse or our wife. But, you know, our bodies are also our temples. You know,
yes.
You get one life to live here.
Right.
And you want to maximize it for the Lord. Because if you impair your health before your time, you're going to be impairing your ability to serve the Lord to the fullest.
That's right.
All right. Great question. Interesting question. And keep on sending them to radio@faithalone.org.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you be interested in some free ebooks on subjects like what you hear on the show? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On the site, we've got all kinds of free materials, but one of our popular options are our free ebooks on a range of subjects. They're designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of the faith and Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out more about how you can give, go to faithalone.org. Would you like to have a chat with Dr. Bob or Sean? I know that I enjoy it. Let me tell you how to reach out to the team. You can get us on our email address, which is radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On tomorrow's program, we're going to discuss how should rewards motivate a Christian to serve God. So, join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.